So I'm here with Peter and Dorothy on a lovely spring morning. And I just want to find out, how long ago was it that you first came to St. James's?
Well, I started there before Pete, because I think I must have started there about 2005, somewhere around that time, you know.
Okay.
And then I just kept, you know, just wanted to go to this service and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Whatever. And then Robert encouraged me to confirm.
Okay.
So I think that happened in 2011, I think I confirmed. So, but I've been attending this service, you know, the church. I came to the, went there for an occasion, and I quite like the church because it's such a small church, and there were some of the ladies that I knew from before. Where I, you know, as I said, I had a business, and I, some of them used to organize me. So I felt more comfortable there, if you know what I meant. So that was how I started, because I wanted to, you know, to go to the church and.
What was your business?
A hairdresser.
Hairdressing.
Yeah.
And was that somewhere in Barton and Treadwell?
It was then? New Street, it was.
Yeah,
okay.
New Street, and the corner of St. Paul's and New Street.
Because it's this, the Church of England school there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So was it 2005 you moved to Gloucester, or did you move there?
No, we moved to Gloucester long before. We moved to Gloucester in 84.
Okay.
We came up here, and I started the business 85. But Peter was still working, and then he, when he was made redundant, he, you know, he had to do something else.
Yes.
You know, help his mom and all that, because when we were moving up here, I was saying to him, we're moving so far from his mother, because she lived in Surrey.
Yeah.
And she was getting aged, you know, and we thought, well, it's going to be hard work for him, you know. But we did cope all right so far, didn't we?
A lot of but you used to do a lot of driving for work, is that right, Peter?
Oh, yes.
He used to work on the rolling stock inspector, so he used to do a lot of driving, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to do about 64,000 miles a year, that's in England and on the continent.
And did you start going to St. James's in 2005 as well?
No. When I had my eye, I had the operation on my eye, I think it was 2012, and I couldn't go to church because they said you can't drive for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So he said to me, when I feel like going, like, I think it was about the fourth week when I could see a bit, you know, and he said, if I want to, he'd drop me off, and then he said he might as well come in. But he's Church of England, you see, and whatever. But he didn't have no interest in going to the church and whatnot, you know, so that was how he started coming. He said, well, I might as well come in because I've got to wait for you. And that was how he started coming, you know. So, and he only started taking communion when I was confirmed.
Okay.
Because Robert always said to him that, if he, you know, ask him to come up and he refused, so he's not a real church man, is he?
I was confirmed in what, about 1948.
Okay.
You know, because that was in Surrey.
What did bring you to move to Gloucester then? Because you don't have family here, do you?
It was a job.
Was it just a convenient place for the motorways?
No, if he hadn't moved, he would have been made redundant.
Okay.
We used to be, what, four of us in the job, and we were stationed at Northfleet in Kent, and we went from Northfleet, you know, someone had to go up to Scotland and drive and all that up there. Then they decided that they was going to split it up, so...
Right.
As I was the senior one, I had the first choice. I could either come to the West Country or up to Yorkshire.
Right.
So when I said the door about Yorkshire, she said, no, it's too cold up there.
Right.
So I had a choice of either Gloucester or Bristol in that area, see.
Right.
Gloucester was more better, plus you got good access to motorways.